Welcome, unprofessionals, to a very different episode of Unprofessional Development. So, you might have noticed we haven't put out episodes for a couple of weeks. So I'm going to share some news with you, and so there's some bad news and there's some good news. And the bad news is much less horrific than the global warming crisis or the all the people that died from COVID and so many other tragedies that befall the country and the world. So Shane, the second co-host that I have had here, has decided that he wants to hang up the mic. And he had a podcast before he joined me, and he's done 8 years of podcasting. And he's had a lot of stuff go on in his life, and he's about ready to just take something off of his plate that was giving him more, let's say, he got joy from it, but like a lot of things, we have to weigh the positives and the negatives, and it was just taking a lot of time away from his young family, okay? And so when he hit me with that news about a month or two ago, I thought about trying to find a third co-host. And here's the story. I love hanging out and talking to people about education. If you've listened to this to this podcast for a while, even like 3 or 4 episodes, you can tell that I just love education, okay? Oh, this is Mealy, by the way, like you didn't know that. If you don't know that, then I don't even know why you're listening. So, so then I had to decide, did I want to go out and try and find a third co-host? Not only did I need a co-host, but you may or may not know this depending on how much you've been paying attention, but both Tedisco and Shane, not only were they co-hosts, but they were editors. And to give you an idea, it takes anywhere from 2 to 4 times the amount of time that the podcast is to edit. And I know that seems like insane to someone who hasn't done it. And there's some shortcuts, and you can, you know, do it and do less and less editing, but it just takes a while, particularly if you want to just make it an enjoyable experience for the listener, as we do. There's filler, there's stuff that isn't very good, there's stuff that you want to make, so you want to kind of edit it down so that there's quality stuff that you're listening to, and that's what we've done, even though it's not been like, you know, the most, it's not This American Life or something like that, but you understand. So if I were to find another co-host, I would have to find someone, A, that I liked, that I wanted to hang out with. B, okay, they need to be willing to be, for lack of a better word, it was Shane's word, a foil, okay? So when I first got Tedisco as the co-host, I didn't actually know. I kind of knew him, and I knew he was a funny guy, and I didn't know which one would be the wilder, crazier one. It turns out it's me, and it's not even close, okay? Tedisco's a funny guy. Shane's a funny guy. They're interesting, curious, smart, just great human beings, okay? But I'm the weird, wacky one. I've come to embrace that's who I am, okay? And so now I need to find a co-host that's willing to be second banana. So that's something else, that's willing to also do all the editing, to take on like a relatively daunting schedule, as we spend roughly, you know, 52 hours a week or 52 hours a year recording, and then so you figure at least another 150 hours editing, and then there's countless like little conversation side things and all that kind of stuff. So it ends up being like basically both for myself and for them a part-time job, really. But you're not doing the editing, I know. But what I do is a lot of digging for guests, going on social media, doing all this promoting, figuring out scheduling with guests, rescheduling when something comes up and Tedisco or Shane would tell me at the last minute they couldn't do it, or a guest tells me the last minute they can't do it, or we try to record normally on Saturday mornings every other weekend. Well, this guest doesn't do Saturday mornings because they've got some. It's just a whole lot of rigmarole, okay? If you ever try to get three people together for something, you know what it's like. Oh, I can't do Tuesdays. Well, I can't do Thursdays. Well, what about Fridays? You know what it's like when you're trying to go out to dinner with just two people. It's insane, right? It's the same thing with scheduling a podcast. So it takes all that time to do that. So, that being said, I don't have the energy to go find a new co-host. I don't have the energy even, honestly, to go out and find more guests, okay? I do not have the energy to edit a podcast, all right? So what's going to happen? This is what's going to happen, all right? So, a couple things. First of all, I am going to take care of you because you guys have been good to us, okay? 170-ish episodes, over 40,000 downloads, roughly 100 to 200 a week, you know, lots of great times that we have had together. So, I am going to help you guys in two ways. So, first of all, I am going to get some other podcasts to give me an episode so that you can sample their wares, okay? Some of them will be education podcasts. Some of them will not be education podcasts. They might even be hosted by educators, or they might just be some random podcast people that I know on Twitter, okay? Or podcasts that I think you would enjoy, okay, if I can reach out to those people and they'd be willing to put an episode on here to grow their listener base. The second part, and this is the good news, okay, Tedisco and I are going to start a new podcast, and you don't have to go hunting for it. It's going to be right here on this feed, okay? Are we going to change the name of this? That's still up for debate, okay? Are we going to change what we're going to do? 100%. So, Tedisco and I have been doing open mics, okay? Open mic comedy for roughly 2 months now. It was a bucket list of mine. I said I wanted to do it 5 times. I've done it 5 times, and I am hooked. We will continue to do it. Tedisco and I love stand-up comedy. We've both been fans of it since we were little bitty things, okay? And now we're out there giving it a whirl. So, are we going to be putting our stand-up on here? Maybe a little bit. But here's the gist of the podcast that we're going to be starting. It's going to be called It's Funnier Because I Explained It. Possibly Special Education is another working title. So, but essentially what we're going to do is we're going to watch comedy specials. So some of them might be on Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, Amazon. Somewhere where most likely you can watch the comedy specials as well. And then we are going to explain them, okay? That's why it's going to call it It's Funnier Because I Explained It. So we will go through bit by bit or highlight by highlight and talk about the special, why we thought it was funny, why we thought it worked, and just go off onto the random tangents that we do. Now, Amelia, I thought you didn't want to, like, do all these hours and all this kind of stuff, and Tedisco doesn't want to do it anymore, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So it's going to be roughly 10 to 12 episodes per year, so roughly monthly. So if this is something where you're like, oh, every Tuesday I listen to Unprofessional Development, I'm sorry. That's going away, okay? So what you're going to have to do is just wait and binge, which is what I do with some things, or just as they come up, listen to the episodes every so often. When will the next episode come out that it's me and Tedisco with that? I don't know. Sometime this summer, okay? That's what that's going to happen. So in the meantime, I'm going to put out a few episodes of other podcasts on this stream. So, that being said, I don't know how many of you have listened to all of our episodes. I'm going to guess not all of you have listened to all of our episodes if you're listening right now. So there is an immense back catalog, and very few of them are so outdated that they would not be entertaining or informative to you. So go back to some of the beginning ones, you know, or if you've listened to all of them, go back and listen again. Hey, I've watched Gilmore Girls through twice, and that's 150 episodes, okay? So I watched Breaking Bad four times, and that's, I don't know, about 60 episodes. I don't know what it is. So you've watched Friends however many times, or whatever it is that you've watched multiple times. So you can listen to our episodes again. So that is that. If you have any questions, please reach out to me on Twitter and let me know. Say, hey, Mealy, what's going on with this? Or I'd like to blah, blah, that, you know. But I just want to thank you because it is truly an honor. We had an episode recently. I can't remember the guy's name because I've had 170 episodes, okay? So we had a guy on just maybe about three, four episodes. No, it was maybe the most recent episode, whatever that one was. My brain is fried. I'm 54 years old and I just don't remember things, okay? But anyway, it was the math guy that said he heard an ungrading episode and now he's a math coach, and somewhere in California, people are doing ungrading as like a whole school as a whole math department because he heard an episode of this podcast. So I have no idea. We as teachers, this is the beauty of teaching that we know, right? You have those, whether you're in elementary school and it's 30 kids per year, or you're middle or high school and it's 100 or 200 per year kids that you have an effect on, that you just don't even know the far-reaching ripples of something you said that they repeat to other people, or they made a life decision about, or just continues to help them in their life. So I know this podcast has like little ripples here and there where someone has applied something that they've learned. It's something a guest has said, or me, or Tedisco, or Shane has said. And they said, you know what? The way I greet my kids, I do this now. The way I do homework, the way I do assessment, the way I do seating, whatever it is that you do differently, however you nurture relationships, or maybe it's just a goofy prank that you pulled on your kids. I know that's a thing. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of your life. It's an honor and a privilege. And I hope that you stay tuned for the stuff that's to come. And I hope that you pass on whatever you've gained from this to other people and share this with each other. So thank you for those that are my that are listening to this and that have I've had a positive impact. It is truly an honor and a privilege to do this. Okay. All right. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And as always, stay unprofessional. That's because I'm too lazy to even, like, add that file. I'm tired, people. I'm trying to tell you I'm tired, okay? You know, it's the end of the school year. It's the end of the podcast. I mean, I'm tired. All right. The end. Bye.